I have seen your father, the big teacher, talk to the magic boxes. I have heard him talk to the sky and the top of your house. Why does he do that? Hans smiled. At worship time, my father reads from the holy book. Then we all kneel down and we lift up our eyes and pray to God. That means we talk to him.
You mean that you can talk to the God of heaven and he hears what you say?
Yes, of course. He talks to us in the verses like we learned today and in songs. We talk to him when we pray.
By this time, the boys had entered the jungle and they slashed their way among the thick brush under the huge old trees looking for strands of the rattan vine. Most of what they found was too big and thick. After long searching, they discovered a few small, thin strings of young growth. This they wound up on their hands, being careful of the stickers. The vines were many feet in length and had already climbed to the tops of tall trees. The boys pulled and twisted to bring them down.
If your father splits this, it should be just right for tying up the flowers, Satu said as they started back. Satu walked first down the narrow trail they had cut. Hans was bigger than Satu. He seemed to grow faster and he was stronger. But Satu was quicker and he knew the jungle. Today Satu was eager to get home. He couldn't get that boat out of his thoughts. Where was the fishing boat going? And why were so many village men in it? And why were they all dressed up in their ornaments? The boys heard a sound, a low cry. It could be a baby sobbing. They stopped on the trail and listened.
It's a monkey, Satu said. It cries as though it might be hurt.
After a short search, they found the tiny creature. He sat on the limb of a tree all alone. With every breath he cried and twisted. Even when Satu climbed up to get him, he did not move. He wound his little arms around Satu's wrist as the boy slid down through the tangle of vines and branches. The boys turned him over and looked through his black fur, but there was no mark on him or any injury that they could find. He looked fat and healthy, but he cried until Satu tied him in one corner of his loincloth.
I will take him to Tama, the boy said. He will know what ails him.
The two friends parted at the edge of the jungle. Hans took the rattan in his hands, swinging the coils over his shoulders. Satu took the tiny monkey and went towards Tama's house.
I will see you when we sing this evening, he called back as he ran up the path.
Tama's door was open, and Satu called in front of it the customary words of greeting. Tama came to the door and looked down on him.
Ah, I see you have brought me a sick monkey.
How do you know he is sick? Satu asked as he ran up the ladder into the room.
He must be sick, or you could never have caught him. He would have followed his family into the treetops.
You will make him better, won't you? Satu put the frightened little creature in Tama's hands.
I will try, he said.
Tama brought out a little packet of herbs, all dried and pounded fine. He mixed some of the green powder with water in a coconut shell bowl and held it under the monkey's nose. The little fellow began to eat the mixture with greedy haste.
You see, Tama said, he knows what medicine is good for him.
He must have eaten something that was bad for him.
Tama looked sharply at Satu. Boys do the same thing sometimes.
Satu wondered whether the witch man thought that he had eaten some bad thing. He waited for Tama to say more, but the witch man stroked and petted the monkey, and after the tiny animal had snuggled down in Tama's loincloth and appeared to be asleep, Satu asked, where did the fishing boat go just a little while ago?
It went to the southern islands, Tama said. Your father, the chief, ordered it.
But why?
What is the reason? Our boats do not go on such long journeys for nothing. What does my father want them to bring from the southern islands?
Tama's face grew stern. Your father, the chief, intends to invite teachers of Islam to come here and lead our people in the good way.
Satu felt his heart sink away towards some bottomless place. Why does he do that? Already a teacher has come to our village, and my father will not give him even enough ground to build a house. Why does he want more teachers?
The teachers of Islam are different, Tama explained. They will not spoil our customs. They will not forbid our feasts and our dancing and our spirit worship. Of course, we will have to get rid of our pigs. They don't like pigs, but we don't have many. We can make a big feast and eat them all up at once. They will expect us to do as we please, don't you see? They will not change our ways as the big teacher is doing.
If the Islam teachers will not change anything, then what's the use of having them?
Tama's face softened a little, and his voice was kind. Now, Satu, what is it you like so much about this big teacher's magic?
I like it that the God of heaven knows me, that I can talk to him, and he will talk to me. I like to feel the gladness running through me like a river when I hear the singing.
Then Tama laughed. Foolish boy! Not even the smallest spirits of the jungle will speak to a young boy like you. How then will a great spirit such as this God you talk about, what attention would he pay to you?
Satu didn't answer the question. He stood close to Tama and stroked the soft fur of the little monkey that lay curled in the witch man's loincloth.
What will the teacher do when the Islam teachers come?
The boy asked. He will go away, of course, when he sees that the people would rather follow Islam.
Satu looked straight into Tama's eyes. He will not go away. You wait and see. And not all the people will choose Islam.
Tama smiled again, and Satu choked down a cry of rage and ran from the room. He burst into his own door, calling for his father in a loud voice. But Chief Meriden was not home.
Where is my father, the chief? He asked his mother, who tended the baby on her back and cooked at the same time.
He has gone on a long journey, my son. He will not return for many days.
Then Satu knew that the man he had seen in the front of the fishing boat was his father. Chief Meriden had gone himself to call Islam teachers to Great Sangar.